I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. Only Gettysburg was bloodier than the Battle of Chickamauga that ended in northwest Georgia this day in 1863.
3 months earlier, the United States Army had begun a strategy to capture Chattanooga, a major railroad hub and gateway to the Deep South. General William Rosecrans, U.S. Army of the Cumberland, and General Braxton Bragg's Confederate Army of Tennessee collided at Chickamauga Creek, 12 miles south of Chattanooga. For 3 days, 120,000 soldiers fought. The combined casualty count was 34,000 men, the greatest U.S. Army defeat in the Western Theater.
The largest battle fought on Georgia soil, Chickamauga was a tactical Confederate victory, but a strategic defeat.
U.S. General George Thomas earned the nickname Rock of Chickamauga by holding off Confederates long enough for the U.S. Army to retreat to Chattanooga, their objective all along.
2 months later, U.S. Grant decisively defeated Bragg's Confederates at Chattanooga. That opened the door to Atlanta and Sherman's march to the sea. Ironically, ultimate Confederate defeat began with the Confederate victory at Chickamauga on September 20, 1863, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.